The next patient is Susan Stevenson. The last name is S-T-E-P-H-E-N-S-O-N. This is the clinical case of a 75-year-old patient of Dr. Dominich. The patient has a lengthy history of hyperaldosteronism. And she has evidence of hypokalemia and metabolic alkalosis. However, she doesn't have and never had hypertension. The determination of the serum aldosterone when in the recent admission to the hospital was above 100 picograms, which is excessive amount. We have to reassess the hyperaldosteronism and the general condition. We are going to do a 24-hour urine for aldosterone. We are going to do a renin aldosterone ratio, and we are going to order a CTH, and we're going to order a CT scan of the adrenal glands. The patient has been studied by the endocrinologist, and she has been treated with the initially 200 milligrams of spironolactone BID. Currently, the patient is with a 100 milligrams POBID. Number two, the patient has a tendency to retain fluid, and she says that she doesn't drink a lot of fluid because it's very difficult for her to swallow, but that if she doesn't take 80 milligrams of furosemide on a daily basis, she won't be able to pass any urine. In that regard, my recommendation is to follow the fluid restriction, and we are going to use the furosemide just if she weighs above 163 pounds, which is today's weight without any evidence of fluid retention. Following number, the patient has a Parkinson-like clinical picture that has been evaluated by several neurologists. For that reason, the patient has been given carbidopa, levodopa, a 25-100, four times a day. Whether or not we can put everything together in a clinical picture is going to be determined as we go. Following number, the patient had episodes of chest pain, went recently to the hospital, and had that admission. She had a cardiac catheterization without evidence of a coronary artery disease, the ejection fraction between 55 and 60%. Following number, the patient claims that she's short of breath and she's not oxygen dependent, and she hasn't been evaluated by any pulmonologist. Following numbers, gastroesophageal reflux disease that is under control of the symptoms at the present time. Following number, there is evidence of hypercalcemia, the serum phosphorus 10.4 during the hospital stay. The PTH is with the normal limits. Unfortunately, we don't have an ionized calcium or a serum phosphorus that we have to order. Following number, the patient has a history of lupus. However, I haven't seen any evidence of ANA determination, anti-double strand DNA. Following number, she has a CKD stage 3B. She has a remote history of carcinoma of the breast in 2005 that was treated with lumpectomy and chemotherapy. Whether or not the chemotherapy caused impairment in the kidney function is unknown. We are going to order the basic laboratory workup and try to decipher this case. I want to thank Dr. Domenech, Domenech, for the kind referral. As soon as we have the results of the laboratory workup, the patient will be evaluated in the office. Paragraph, I invested 30 minutes reviewing the referral in the case, in the face-to-face, 45 minutes, in the documentation, 10 minutes.